Is it time to repeal Washington and Oregon as sanctuary states? Not repeal the state, but repeal the sanctuary status of the states. About this time yesterday, we got word, we've been waiting for the information, that an illegal alien who has been in the Pacific Northwest for more than a decade, he has been in the hands and in the custody of law enforcement at least four times in that decade. He has committed crimes like driving while revoked, driving while suspended, and all the rest. And then on Saturday, he is accused of driving, apparently under the influence of intoxicants, crashing his car into a Washington State Patrol trooper's car, and that trooper died on Saturday morning. And the man who is now accused in the vehicular homicide of Trooper Gadd of the Washington State Patrol is an illegal alien. And the state of Washington has known about him for more than a decade. So I thought we'd talk to Washington State Senator Phil Fortunato. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Lars. So, you know, this is just an ongoing issue. In 2020, I ran a bill and I said, you know, we can't do anything about illegal immigration. That's a federal issue. I said, but we can do something about these illegal aliens that are in our jails. They need to be deported. They need to be turned over to ICE. Now, when I did that, the other side of the aisle responded by saying they're not illegal aliens or undocumented immigrants, blah, blah, blah. And but since then, since 2020, 4 years, they instituted 13 more protections for illegal criminals. Now, these are not run-of-the-mill kind of little minor guys. These are guys that I had an illegal alien that actually lived in my district. His son was hacked to death by two illegal criminals that were released from the King County Jail. You had a guy that goes, that they had him in custody. They bring him to court, and he was charged with raping a disabled woman in front of her child. And he says, I just want to go back to Mexico. Okay, you're going to promise to go back to Mexico? Yes. Well, he did go back to Mexico, but on his way, he stopped and raped the same woman again. You have somebody that a woman goes down to her apartment laundry to do her laundry and is brutally beaten within an inch of her life and raped. And these are not nice people. And I said to the other side of the aisle, who do you think you are protecting? You know, you are not protecting, quote, the illegal community, because those are their primary victims, because they know they won't go to the cops, you know? And, I mean, this is just ridiculous. It's like this unceasing migration across the border, you know? I mean, this is stupid. If you want to destroy a country, this is the way to do it. Yep. And we're over here worried about Russian interference in elections. Hey, let's put another 10 or 15 million illegals in the system. And hell, for all I know, half of them are voting.
And by the way, the media is in on it. When this man was identified, the man who is now charged with vehicular homicide in the death of Trooper Gadd, half the TV stations in Seattle wouldn't even show the man's face. And at least one of them would not even give the man's name. And you say, oh, why not? I think they are, some of these TV newsrooms, Como is a bad one, wouldn't name him, wouldn't show his face. And I thought, he's been charged with vehicular homicide, and the only person who died in that was Trooper Gadd. And they said, well, he hasn't been charged specifically with the death of Trooper Gadd. No, he's only been charged with vehicular homicide in a car crash in which only one person died, Trooper Gadd. But the TV stations and much of the media are just shameless about this. Two of them showed his face. Two of them said, no, we're going to protect him. They're even doing it.
Because not only are they, you know, and this ties in with your gun rights. You know, we're not trying to say that you can't carry a gun. You just can't carry it here. You can't carry it there. And if you do, you will be a felon. You will be thrown in jail. Not the fact you're carrying a gun to protect yourself against all these people that they're releasing out onto the street. I mean, they continually release criminals. In Washington State, a couple of years ago, they repealed one of the three strikes you're out, armed robbery. So now, but they didn't do it going forward. They didn't say, oh, we're going to remove this from one of the list of violent crimes going forward. They went back 2 years. And so if you were convicted 2 years ago of three strikes you're out and you're currently serving life in prison, you got out. 375 of these people got out, one of which, first thing he did was go and murder his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, in front of her 12-year-old kid. I mean, this is crazy.
You know what, Senator, I want to bust a myth, and I do this from time to time. There are people who say, well, you know, immigrants are more law-abiding than citizens. And that's true if you're just looking at green card holders who went through a tremendous time and effort and money to be able to come here legally. But if you look at all the illegal aliens, they are disproportionately involved in crime, to use fancy terminology for it. And we need to bust that myth. And I'd like you to help. I know the numbers from Oregon because there's a guy who puts them together for us. In Oregon, about 4, maybe 5% of the population is illegal aliens. The number of people convicted and sitting in prison for murder is 14%. 4% of the population, 14% of the murders. When it's rape, it's 18%. I'd love if DOC could give you those numbers. Because if you bring it home to people, because they constantly hear, oh, these people are just trying to improve their lives and they want to come here and wash your dishes and nanny your babies and pick your crops. That's hogwash. You know it. I know it. There are maybe 800,000 ag jobs in all of America. We had 22 to 30 million illegals here before Joe got started with his open borders. And now we got 10 million more. We may have as many as 40 million or as few as 30 million illegals. And there are only 800,000 jobs in American agriculture. They ain't picking crops. Many of them are raping and murdering. And in this case, driving around drunk because the state won't take it seriously. And I think those numbers bring it home. Go ahead, Senator. Sorry.
Well, what makes me laugh in a bad kind of way is when they say that if we are opposed to illegal aliens, we're opposed to immigrants. I go, my parents are immigrants. My parents are off the boat, Ellis Island immigrants. You know, yep. I go, people came here to get a better life, but they also came here to be Americans. My parents didn't teach me Italian because they wanted me to be American. But that's not the case now. You get these people are coming over here. On more than one occasion, we know they're emptying out their jails. They're sending all these people over here. The cartels are dumping all these people, creating a network. Now you're talking about 40,000 Chinese coming over the Mexican border. Well, they're not coming over the Mexican border to do anything good.
No, they're not. Senator Phil Fortunato from the state legislature in Olympia.